Sukkah Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin 1-7. Just a moment on policy for this year. So my policy is that I always explain the Mishnah, or normally explain the Mishnah, according to the Pshat of the Bar Tanura. And when there's a Machlokas Rishonim, and that Machlokas in the Pshat finds a way down to Halacha L'maisa, then I try to speak out that Shita and explain it out as well. This Mishnah I find deceptively complex. And that being the case, I'm going to explain the Mishnah according to the Bar Tanura. I'm well aware that Rashi learns a little differently. I'll mention that at the very end of this year. And Rashi, actually, who I'm sure becomes the primary Mefarish, those learning Daf Yomi, etc., will understand the Gemara initially differently. And I understand that Rashi is actually brought as one of the two Shitas in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm still going to really downplay the Rashi approach because it's a totally different read in the Mishnah. And I think the Mishnah is complex enough already without two competing ukimtos, like setups of what the case is. So in the previous Mishnah Vav, we had already established that you have the problem of Gezeiras Tikra, that you can't use building materials that would be used in a normal home, that is, say, boards that are, according to Rabbi Yehuda, four or more tefachim across, and Rabbi Meir, even three tefachim across, as your schach, even though it is did grow from the ground. Such a board is made of wood, and even though it's not makabel tumah because it's flat, it's just a board, it's not a utensil, a kli with a base kibble. Nevertheless, so it's kosher midoraisa, midoraban, they said no using it. According to Bar Tanura, that machlokas spills over into this mission as well to a great degree, and we're considering a specific case of a home that was under construction, and you already put down the first half of the roof, which is the boards. You'd nailed them down, but you had not yet completed the roof with the plaster on top. So the boards that are in this picture, according to the Bar Tanura, are the same boards that were controversial in the previous Mishnah, meaning that they are more than three tefachim, but less, they're three, at least three tefachim across, but less than four tefachim wide. And that being the case, we are back in the machlokas of if this material is acceptable for building homes. That's what the Bar Tanura learns, and Rashi will learn that they're actually already 4+ wide. Now, if you would want to use this like half-built home with the roof that's half done as your sukkah, you'd have two separate problems. You'd have the rabbinic problem of Gezeiras Tikra, that the material that would be schach resembles, in fact, it is currently roofing material, but even if you would sort of replace it perhaps and rejigger it, or take it off and put it down, it's still building material. The second problem is, since you haven't replaced it or rejiggered it, as we'll see in the Mishnah, it's sitting there and that's, you know, it's the roof of this structure. So when it was applied as the roof, it wasn't put there l'shem tzel, it wasn't put there for the sake of making shade, it was there l'shem dira, to set up like a house that would provide the full spectrum of protection that a roof, you know, does for a home, and not just for creating shade. And that being the case, it's invalid as schach, and if one would even sort of repurpose it now and say, I'm using it now for, you know, schach purposes as shade, you'd have the problem of ta'asev lo mina asui. The pasuk requires you to make the sukkah, putting down the schach, and you can't repurpose existing materials that are kosher schach to now become schach after the fact, to use minha asui, take something which already was made and now use it to live in. So therefore, you'd have that do'oraisa problem of this roof is not kosher, and to even repurpose it as now roof for sukkah would be the problem of doraisa of tasa luminosity. So how can you now fix this problem to use the structure with these boards to make a kosher sukkah? So the Mishnah says, so on that, we're going to have a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's actually machlokas beis hillel and beis shammai. According to Rabbi Meir, it's not a machlokas at all. Okay? Let me read it inside now. Tikra she'ein alea maziva. If you have a roof with the boards nailed down, but it hasn't yet been plastered on, so how can you adjust that roof to make for a kosher sukkah structure, fixing the issues of both gezeiras tikra, using roofing materials, and ta'asev lo mina asui, of not using something which was put down originally not for the sake of shade? And remember, when I say the gezeiras tikra issue of roofing materials, this is perhaps worse than generic roofing materials, because this actually was made into a roof proper. So Rabbi Yehuda says that it's machlokas beis hillel and beis shammai. Okay, beis shammai shita is not perfectly evidenced from the words of the Mishnah, but I'll say it outside first. Beis shammai says your only option is to remove at least half of the boards, meaning every other board you remove, and replace it with kosher schach. And in so doing, you've solved both problems. The first problem you've solved is that it's no longer gezeiras tikra, because it's evident to everybody that you're not talking about, you're not living in a home. You wouldn't live in a home. Everyone saw you took off half the roof and put schach on. And secondly, you haven't got the tas of lumen asli problem, because you have the half of the roof being kosher schach, which is creating the shade, and between the kosher schach you have schach pasul, invalid schach, but we said if it's less than 4 tefachim across, schach pasul is okay. And that's the case according to the Bartanura. According to Beis Hillel, says Rabbi Yehuda, that would work, but that's not your only option. Your other option would be to essentially to just knock out the nails, like knock out the boards, and according, I'll say the pshat also, la'alacha, also, and lift them up, a tefach, and put them back down. So by detaching the boards, lifting them up and putting them back down, what you've achieved is that you have replaced the boards down now for the sake of creating shade, and therefore you've solved the tas of lumen asli problem, because now put them for the sake of shade. And in addition, you've solved the issue of gezeiras tikra, because now we're essentially right back at the previous Mishnah scenario of using these boards that are between 3 and 4, tefachim wide, as moving as schach materials, and that's acceptable according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says that's what Rabbi Meir also allows. That's also what Rabbi Beis Hillel also allows. So that being the case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Hillel says you have either option. The first option to remove every other board, and that's that. The word of that in the Mishnah is no. It's called notel achas mibein time. Take one from between every two boards. Every other board is removed. Or you could do what's called pikpuk. Mefak pek is to like knock them loose and, according to Pshat, I'm saying here, and lift them up a tefach, re-putting them down. You can do either or. According to Beis Shammai, Rabbi Yehuda says the only option you have is to remove half the boards and put them down again, because simply doing pikpuk, just knocking the boards but not removing any of them, is still a problem, according to Beis Shammai, of the gezeiras tikra part of it. In other words, he agrees you've re-put them down now by knocking them up and putting them down. You've put them down for the sake of shade, so you've solved the tasev lumen asi problem, but still it resembles very much a roof, and therefore you haven't solved the gezeiras tikra problem, so that's not sufficient. You're only stuck with the other option of notel achas mibein time. That's the word say inside. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beishame Omrim, Mefak Pek, Vinotel Achas Mibein Time. You have to not just knock out and remove the boards, but also remove every other one. A strict reading of the words on face value would suggest that you have to do both of these things. Or the Gemara ends up saying, no, it's the first one which is insufficient, and the second one, the notel achas mibein time, the removing every other board, is totally sufficient in and of itself. The first one's not sufficient because, well, as I said before, while it does solve the problem of tasav lumina asli, because you put it down for the sake of shade, by doing pikpuk, by knocking them out, still knocking them loose and then putting them back down, I should say. So still, you haven't solved the problem of gezeiras tikra because it looks like a roof. Ubeis Hill Omrim, and Rabbi Yehuda says that Beis Hill says, Mefak pek o notel achas mibein time. You can do either or. Either do pikpuk, knock the boards loose, lift them up a tefach off the ground, putting them down, in which case you've solved both issues of tasav lumina asli because you put it down for the sake of shade, and it's clear you put them down again. We're basically back to the previous Mishnah's case of using building materials less than 4 wide for, you know, boards for covering your sukkah, which is okay, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which who's saying the pshat here. Or you can just remove every other board, notel achas mibein time, and then even though half the boards are totally pasul, is schach pasul, the other half is kosher, which is enough. And since the distance between this kosher schach and the next strip of kosher schach is less than 4 tefachim, that's not a problem, as we said before. And Rabbi Meir says, no, these materials, as you said in the previous Mishnah, are simply invalid for schach, because they're more than 3 tefachim wide, as the Bartanur explains. And that being the case, your only option is simply to remove at least half of them and then put in the spaces the kosher schach, because to just do pikpuk to knock them loose and put them back down again would be using the very materials that you can't use, and who cares, you knock them loose. It's invalid because of the durabun of gezeiras tikra, because it looks like roofing materials, as we said in the previous Mishnah. And therefore, Meir says there's no machlokus between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. They both agree, notel achas mibein time, you have to remove every other strip, every other row of boards, replace them with kosher schach, ve'ein mefakpek, and to simply knock them all loose, even lift them up a tefach and put them back down, is insufficient because, already Rabbi Meir held from the previous Mishnah, it's just simply not valid to use boards that are 3+ tefachim wide as roofing materials. That's the Bartanur, and that's the pshat. According to Rashi, like I said before, he learns the cases that these are 4+ wide, and that's a whole different mahalach in the Mishnah. I'm not going to go to it now because I think it's once is enough, and I hope it wasn't too complicated as I said it already.